most of the people who are potentially going to get themselves into trouble on social media, and therefore it might be the result of some of these kind of prosecuting guidelines, they don't start with the objective of getting themselves into trouble. A lot of it is down to awareness, or rather a lack of awareness, as to what these social media tools can actually do. Twitter, for example, arguably 100% public, and a lot of people we know don't realise this, so they don't start by trying to get themselves into trouble. They start because of saying things to, you know, they think they're 50 followers, they're 50 friends, not realising that it's out there for the world to actually to read and to react to.
So what do you think the answer is? How do we get the right message across to the end users?
Well, I think if you look at, you know, the subject, and some of today's chat in terms of the guidelines is around, you know, antisocial behaviour, bullying, harassment online, etc. And I think you just need to take a step back and look at how schools, for example, deal with bullying. They don't start out by providing a set of guidelines, you know, after the event has happened. An awful lot of it is prevention in terms of education of the children, of the class, and so on, and the implications of what bullying means and all of that. So it's more about, you know, how do we get to the users of social media, either through the technology themselves? There's potentially a role for the likes of Facebook and Twitter to actually help control some of this stuff before it gets out there, or more likely and potentially more practically, you know, what about all the employers of the world? An awful lot of these people getting themselves into trouble are employees of certain companies, and in doing so, the company themselves potentially becomes liable for some of these issues. So I think the general wider audience, the employers, they can be doing an awful lot more to help their own employees. A bit of education, a bit of understanding, explaining to them the implications that things you say on social media may come back and bite you.